Yo, what's up, my self-care fam? It's your girl, Riley Hart, here to drop some serious truth bombs about something we all struggle with knowing how we actually feel. I mean, if I scroll through TikTok and think, wait, am I feeling happy watching this cute cat video or just existing in a constant state of existential dread? Yeah, same. Emotional self-awareness is like the ultimate life hack, but it's also super hard to master, especially when you're constantly bombarded with memes, trends, and that pressure to be your best self all the time. But let's be real, being your best self doesn't mean pretending to be happy-go-lucky 24/7. It means knowing what you're feeling, why you're feeling it, and how to handle those feelings in a healthy way. And trust me, that's gonna make all the difference in navigating this crazy thing called life. So, here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your emotional self-awareness journey. 1. Check your inner monologue. This one is huge, fam. We spend so much time talking in our heads, but do we ever actually listen to what's being said? Pay attention to your thoughts throughout the day. Are they positive, negative, neutral? Identifying your thought patterns is like peeking behind the curtain of your emotional world. Think about it like this. Your inner voice is like a broken record stuck on repeat. If that record is playing negativity or self-doubt, you need to hit pause and rewrite the script. Seriously, you have the power to change those thoughts. It's not always easy, but even small shifts can make a huge difference. 2. Label your emotions. This might seem basic, but it's seriously powerful. Instead of just saying I feel bad, try to pinpoint exactly what you're feeling. Are you sad, anxious, frustrated, angry? Giving your emotions a name helps you understand them better and communicate them more effectively. Think of it like organizing your digital files. If everything is just labeled stuff, it's chaos. But when you categorize your files by type, suddenly you can find what you need without losing your mind. Your feelings deserve the same level of organization. 3. Track your triggers. Ever notice how certain situations or people always seem to set you off? Those are your emotional triggers. Identifying them can help you avoid unnecessary stress and develop coping mechanisms. Think of it like a game of Clue. Who, what, where, when? Who is the person triggering your emotions? What exactly are they doing or saying? Where does this usually happen? When does it occur most often? Once you figure out the pattern, you can start to strategize how to handle the situations differently. 4. Practice mindfulness. Seriously, guys, mindfulness is like a superpower for emotional self-awareness. It's all about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Try taking a few minutes each day to focus on your breath, your senses, and your thoughts and feelings. You don't have to meditate for hours, even a few deep breaths can make a difference. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your brain. When you're constantly caught up in thoughts about the past or worries about the future, mindfulness helps you bring your attention back to the now, which can help you feel more grounded and present. 5. Seek support when you need it. Listen, being emotionally self-aware isn't always a solo mission. Sometimes, we all need a little help. Don't be afraid to talk to trusted friends or family members about what you're going through. Or if you're feeling overwhelmed, consider seeking professional help from a therapist or counselor. Remember, there is no shame in asking for support. It takes courage and strength to reach out, and it can make all the difference in your emotional well-being. Let me paint your picture. Imagine scrolling through Instagram, seeing everyone post their perfect lives, feeling like you're failing miserably. You start comparing yourself, spiral into negative thoughts, and suddenly you feel overwhelmed. That's a classic example of how not being emotionally self-aware can lead to unnecessary stress and anxiety. But if you had been mindful of your thoughts and feelings in that moment, if you had labeled those emotions as jealousy or inadequacy, you could have acknowledged them without letting them control you. Maybe you would have even turned off the phone and gone for a walk, doing something that actually made you feel good. See, emotional self-awareness isn't about achieving some mythical state of perfect happiness. It's about being aware of your emotions, understanding their roots, and learning to manage them in a healthy way. That means knowing when to press pause on those negative thoughts, seeking support when you need it, and celebrating the good stuff, even the little things. So fam, remember this. You are not alone in this journey. We're all trying to figure out this whole life thing together. But by practicing emotional self-awareness, you can become more resilient, more compassionate, and ultimately, more fulfilled. And if you're feeling like a total mess, which, let's be real, sometimes we all do, just remember, you got this. Now go out there and slay your day with emotional intelligence as your secret weapon. Don't forget to tag me in your TikTok about how self-awareness is changing your life. And for those of you who actually listened until the end, you get extra points. Like, seriously, give yourself a pat on the back, because that takes dedication. Now go forth and be your most emotionally aware selves. Don't forget to follow, rate, and share the podcast. It would mean the world to me.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.